No, it's fine.
Oh, shush.
Sorry, I'm getting my podcast voice ready. Man, I have to...
Damn it.
Clear my throat a lot. It's fucked up. It's pretty fucked up.
It sounds like the start of, a snarky comment. Like, gosh, like, you know how when you say, man, my back hurts from carrying this team? I've got to clear my throat from carrying this podcast?
Well, you know, I wasn't going to say anything. What's that? What's
that?
Yeah.
That would have been a good place to start the podcast. I wasn't going to say anything. What's up? Would you start the goddamn podcast?
What's up, guys? Welcome to the Dapper Trip Podcast, episode 62.
That is a large number of episodes.
That is a large number of episodes. That is over a year of episodes.
That it is.
And you'd think that I'd only been doing it for over a year, but no.
Did we miss any? Because Facebook only reminded me that we started it.
We have never missed a week of posting. Ever. But, that said, we have not released as many episodes as there have been weeks of the year. Because some of them were pseudo-episodes, some of them were short little things being like, hey, this is what happened in the news, because literally no one else could make it.
Some of them were just garbage. You'll never know.
Those are the ones with James. Whoa!
That's a lot of podcasts.
Speaking of which, James couldn't make it this week because...
It's his birthday! Happy birthday, James!
Happy birthday, James!
No.
It's your birthday, James.
Please stop.
It's not his birthday anymore. By the time this is out, it's actually way past his birthday, and fuck you with your birthday weekend. That's not how it fucking works.
Well, I think birthday weekends are nice.
I'm saying this directly to you, James, because I know you listen to the episodes you're not on.
Well, it's my birthday weekend. It's nice, and it's everybody else's. Fuck you guys.
Right?
Except John and I, because our birthdays are,
Well, we actually plan a weekend.
10 days. No, 18 days?
10?
18. I'm on the 28th.
I'm on the 18th.
Shit, 10 days apart. I thought you were on the 10th for some reason. Man, I'm a bad girlfriend, first of all. So, I mean, you would have gotten your gift
late?
Early. Early, because I thought you were the 10th. Eat shit. Also.
But we still do it in between. We do it the week between. Anyway.
Because there's always a Saturday between it.
So we figured because James isn't really able to watch a lot of anime and such,
he's not here. He's a loser.
Because he has a kid and... Such.
Honestly, to be honest, when I eventually have kids, all I'm going to be able to do is watch anime. Because it's something you can do while you sit and doesn't require your hands.
You know, that is something that I've heard that they do. Like, they watch shows a lot, and then they're like, oh, we don't have time for anime.
Especially when you can have subtitles, you don't even have to have the sound on. So, it's perfect. Not that I'm a parent or anything, but...
Apparently. That's right, James, for backseat parenting.
Apparently.
Yes, I did that on purpose.
Can we please talk about something else?
Yes, for the love of God. Let's talk about anime.
Okay.
Because James isn't here. We watch a lot of anime.
This is my podcast now.
Damn right. So, we have been watching My Hero Academia recently, and I had been told before going into this that this was very boundary-breaking for anime, and that it was, bucking the trends that had been set by a lot of shonen anime.
Which, it's not. But
it's not.
It's really, it's actually still good. It's along the lines, we were just, what did he say, what did we call it when we watched it today? It was a mix of One Punch and...
Tiger and Bunny.
Tiger and Bunny. But honestly, I like Tiger and Bunny a lot more than I like One Punch. And not that I don't like One Punch, because it was very, very good, but I'm starting to get unfazed with it for the same reason I'm not a huge fan of Doctor Who anymore. And it's because... People don't shut the fuck up about it. This is the best anime ever. No, it's not. It's just really good. Shh.
You know, that's kind of sad. Like, that's actually the reason why I wait to watch something until people stop fucking talking about it.
I was just talking about Game of Thrones that way at work, because one of my coworkers was like, so you watch Game of Thrones? I'm like, eh. No, it was a fitting that I had, because in order to click with people, you kind of have to bullshit a lot. But she actually asked, because I saw that she had... TARDIS socks. I was concerned on, you know, with her wedding dress, which is hilarious.
Mm-hmm.
But I kind of like brought up conversation. Oh, so you like Doctor Who? Because I hate silence. And she started talking about it, but she actually watches some good shows beyond that. And then she talked about Game of Thrones. And
not that we think Doctor Who is bad. In fact, I'm really happy that there's a female doctor finally. I don't understand why people are freaking out so fucking much, though.
John, calm down. Oh, fuck, was it? John, that's why I tell you not to interrupt me, because I just forgot what I was going to say. Tell me what I just said, the last like 4 or 5 words.
TARDIS socks. Watch better shows. Yep. He actually watches shows other than Doctor Who.
Oh, yeah, so she asked me if I watched Game of Thrones, and I said, no, I do what my partner says. We wait to watch everything until it's done, because then we're getting, it's almost like getting a fresh experience.
Exactly.
Without other people's input. And that's the thing, I don't mind other people's input. I do mind, honestly, when I am watching one of those shows, because right now we're catching up on Academia, and I'm kind of worried about what happens when, like, we get entirely caught up. Because then we're going to have to deal with everybody every week. That was the same thing that happened in the last season of JoJo. I'm a member of so many goddamn JoJo groups on Facebook that I was getting spoilers. And granted, I'm not as bad, or I'm not as anal about spoilers as some people.
You don't still have to read them.
Yeah, and for the most part, people are really nice about tagging them and, you know, just scroll slowly.
If you truly don't want spoilers, though, it's actually pretty easy to avoid them. Just don't read them. Like, avoid them intentionally, and it's actually remarkably hard to get spoiled.
Yeah, but at the same time, it depends on where you are, because, like I said, I'm a member of a lot of JoJo groups on Facebook, because I really love the series. I'm really, really hoping that season 5 gets at least announced. Please.
We should at least talk about My Hero Academia and what it's about.
I mean, it's a shonen anime. To be honest, it's not bucking any trends.
Premise.
Okay.
We should tell them what the premise of it is.
People have superpowers now.
80% of the world's population sporadically developed something called quirks, which are ostensibly just fucking superpowers.
They are. And most people kind of, I mean, this isn't said in the anime, but if you watch it, you're going to realize this. Most people are just your average Joe. They don't use their power for anything that amazing. But then you have these, heroes, because it's a superhero anime. And people will actually go to school to hone their quirk and to learn how to use it and to learn how to be a hero. And they have, I mean, I'm just bracing myself for the beach episode, but right now they have the sports day episode. And it's, like I say, it's not changing anything. It's not groundbreaking. It's really good, and I would recommend it to people. I wouldn't say the best one on now, but it's up there. Because everything else, I mean, is your usuals. One Piece and Dragon Ball, and
I will say that the animation's pretty up to snuff. It's not super impressive, but at least they're not reusing frames.
That's one of my biggest fucking beefs. I'm actually going to see what they have for summer season.
Because I kept having people tell me that it was breaking the mold for an anime, I kept looking for similarities between it and other animes, and the most apparent similarities lie between, as we said earlier, One Punch and Tiger and Bunny, but I also think it's very similar to Soul Eater, just because of the way that it's like, hey, this is kind of about these people learning to be doing their job that's super fucking dangerous. But they're skipping all of the school stuff and only showing the most important and interesting stuff.
Which is nice, but like I say, I'm just my butt is clenched for that beach episode. And when they do,
they already did the beach episode.
No, they did not.
They did.
No, they didn't.
He cleaned up the entire beach.
Oh my god, they already did the beach episode. I did not realize that was the shittiest beach episode ever. Actually,
it no, was I think that was probably the best beach episode.
That's the thing, is it wasn't an actual beach episode. It was
him training.
He was part of a beach. Or in a beach.
He was part of a beach. I am the beach. So the story goes a little something like this, and this will just set the premise for you. I'm not going to give you any spoilers, but in this world, there are people that are quirkless without powers, and one of the boys,
very small number of them,
one of the boys wants to become a hero so badly, and he idolizes and fanatically follows some of them, and it's about him becoming a hero over time. And this is kind of a little bit like how I Met Your Mother, where he's kind of telling you the story backwards, too. Like, this is the story of how I became the greatest hero of all time.
I do like that.
He said
that.
The greatest hero, but
yeah, he does say the greatest hero, which it's interesting because they keep showing him not failing, because he eventually does make it, but he's so bumbling. Like, none of what he does really, I believe, is his own fault. Because he can't control his power, and he even said in this last episode, what? fuck them. Sorry, I said fuck them about the user. But none of what he does is his, like I said, his fault. He even said in the last episode, sorry, I'm trying to get my train of thought back. He even said, like, oh, the whole reason I'm here is because my friends and people support me. It's like, well, yeah, because you're fucking useless.
No, he's not, though. See, that's the thing. Like, he's definitely doubting himself.
Okay, hang on. I'm just going to say, if you don't want spoilers, skip to, like...
The 14-minute
mark. The 14-minute mark. We'll try and get it all in before then.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
So...
Aw, shit, John, you're going to have to edit this so there's 14 minutes of shit.
Oh, that'll be fine.
Okay.
So, the thing is... He's not useless, though. Like, he keeps doubting himself.
Yes, he is.
No, everything... Like, just like this last episode, the reason that he got that headband, even... was because he acted, so he presented an opportunity for the other guy to steal it. That was the thing. That was his actions presenting an opportunity for someone else to capitalize
on. But he didn't really use his quirk.
And yeah,
that he can't, not for the big sledding thing in the minefield.
No, but he was trying not to use it because he didn't want to break himself because he can't fully control his power yet.
Which is... bullshit. Just learn to fucking control. If you, in a year, well, how much? It was like a year?
I want to point out that he dove on mines. He dove on explosives with a piece of metal in between him and the explosives and survived that blast.
Because it was less than his power. I think...
Yes. That's what I think. I think he actually has been using it and just hasn't realized it.
They also, okay, they have a fucking cop-out that they can just cheese that fucking... What's her name? Healer lady? What is her name? The one who kisses.
Oh, there's a lady in the series.
Recovery girl. That's their senzu beans. That's fucking... You know what I'm talking
there's
about.
But that's the thing. Like, it's not like a senzu bean because there's actually ramifications for it. You can't be healed very often.
Well, just like... Yeah.
Because you will die.
There are ramifications for recovery girl, too, where she just takes... It takes a lot of energy.
It takes your own stamina to force your body to heal itself faster.
So what if he did? What if he like lost a leg?
I imagine he would lose the leg.
Hmm. You don't really see that happen in Heroes, though. I'd like to see one that actually has suffered a grievous injury and still been amazing besides it.
All Might.
All Might doesn't know because he's...
Yeah, he lost organs.
Well, but that's the thing. He's slowly going downhill. I want to see somebody who's amazing despite that.
No, he started going downhill because he lost the organs.
Yes, that's what I'm saying. I want to see somebody who gets grievously injured.
But he got grievously injured and lost body parts because of it.
But succeeds in spite of that. Because really, All Might is going downhill very quickly. And I want to know why, over the last couple episodes, he's kept his muscle form... And even for when he just met with that fire eyebrow guy? Oh, shit.
Now, here's the thing about editing. I know how long the intro is, and I know how much I plan to cut out.
Oh,
because
that's
I checked it when I started it. So...
Anyway, so we can cut all this out. Even when he met with the, the fiery eyebrow guy, he had that form, but he kept saying, like, I can only do it for an hour. It's like, is that a time? Like,
hour 30.
Per time or per day or...
I think it's per day. Because he was saying before that he can only function that way for 3 hours a day.
So injuries, by the way, fucking, what's his name? Eraserhead.
Yeah.
He actually could be seriously injured because he's still in his bandages almost, six episodes later.
That is something I'm actually really liking about this anime, and we're back from the spoiler part, kinda. I am going to kind of talk about some things that happen, but you're going to know them when you see them rather than, you know, having specifics spoiled for them. The show is randomly super violent. Like, there were times...
where it goes from that, like, happy shonen anime, where, you know, everybody's getting along and high school bullshit.
Which is kind of why I was using the One Punch comparison, because that show is also very violent and gory.
At really weird times. I mean, like, you know you're going to get in a fight.
Well, even the good guys made lots of gore happen.
I wouldn't say gore.
The gunslinger guy.
It's anime gore, so you do, like, yeah, you see some blood, but really it's these, like, body-mangling punches. And it's, yeah, it... There's some parts where it's like, oh yeah, River, my 11-year-old sister, would love to watch this. But then there's some times where I'm like, oh, I don't know if she's old enough to watch this.
How about when one of the main characters gets, like, both of his arms broken?
Yeah.
And, like, his head smashed into the cement.
Yeah. I actually, one time, she was asking me what a compound fracture was, and I showed her. She was so, like, oogied out by that. Yeah, she was very shaken, so I feel like I can't show her Madoka for a while yet.
Yeah, that's probably not a good idea.
But, yeah, it's they're appealing to a weird audience, but I think that's just non-Western viewers. And maybe I just have delicate sensibilities?
No, I mean,
because I'll still watch it, but I do consider...
way worse.
But that's the thing. Like, I will still watch it, because I feel like I am tempered to that. But I can still acknowledge that for my demographic, I mean, like, the American viewers...
Hell, Castlevania made me blanch a little bit.
That's right! We watched Castlevania! It was so good! It was like a three-part OVA, though? Oh my, why would they do that to us? That
it was four.
Such a fucking cock tease.
Well, they did four.
It was four, yeah.
Then they're doing six and then eight for the next two seasons.
When, though? Also, that's a bullshit, like, season system. I don't know.
Like it?
I hate it. Because you know what that means? We're going to have to wait.
That means they wanted to get it out and they didn't want to make people wait longer. So they're still working on everything.
That's the whole reason they have weekly anime. Or weekly shows in general.
I would rather them take times and break it up in seasons like that than produce it every week. Because sometimes with shows, I'm even starting to see it a little bit in One Piece more than I used to. But shows like Dragon Ball, where they just fucking reuse frames over and over again and hope you don't notice, it's pretty annoying to people who are like, hey, I'm used to this being really... I'm not going to say good, because Dragon Ball honestly...
really
just never,
anime.
But yeah, really, you know, animated. And One Piece has that still, where they clearly take a lot of time and actually animate most everything, but they absolutely reuse frames as well. Just not as fucking gratuitously as some shows Dragon Ball.
Yeah, Dragon Ball's bad about it. One Piece to a lesser extent, but they've still got their fair share. And one of my least favorite fucking things is everybody standing still and only their mouths moving, or only their mouths and their eyes moving.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, eat fucking shit, you animators. I know you send it to Korea anyway, but eat shit.
Oh yeah, that reminded me. I saw a pretty funny argument between Total Biscuit and some of his quote-unquote fans. About
his salty fans?
About anime, and they were giving him shit for calling Castlevania anime.
Because it absolutely is.
They were like, well, it's not made in Japan, so it can't be anime. And his response was, well, anime can't be anime because it's made in Korea then.
That's absolutely true. Well, and a lot of cartoons, I mean, contemporary ones and everything. I don't know off the top of my head if the new generation of really good cartoons, like Archer, Bob's Burgers... That's the ones I can think of, because...
That's it?
Family Guy and all
Rick and
those.
Morty.
Rick and... Yeah. I don't know where those are actually animated, but they are very good. And Rick and Morty has remarkably good animation. Yeah. But yeah, this new generation of actually good adult cartoons. I don't know where they were made, but I do know that The Simpsons, after quite some time, which has just devolved into fucking garbage. I know that got shipped off to Korea. And what gets me is I remember seeing this post on Reddit when I mean, it must have been like 3-4 years ago, and somebody showed how many frames went into the opening with, it's something as simple as Marge flipping her hair to look at Maggie. Like, it's the scene where, or it's the cut where she's at the store buying something.
And she doesn't know that Maggie's in the bag.
Exactly. And so she looks over, and in the first one, it's such a, like, a vivid, like, she flips her head and her hair follows, and it's just, it's kind of goofy, and the show is pretty goofy. The second part of that, where they started animating it in Korea, it's like a four-frame head turn, and it's so robotic. And I'm not saying anything bad about Korea, because this employs a lot of people, plus they're really good at StarCraft. But I wish that people would, I wish that animators today would use more of the better resources, because in Korea, there are still better, like, in-betweeners, you know,
mm-hmm.
where, and I just wish they would use that, because that's how you create a really good cartoon, is because it looks like a goddamn cartoon. And Archer is also really bad about the whole moving thing, where...
Archer looks like it's done in Macromedia Flash.
You're not wrong, and you know it probably is, but it's so jarring. Like, this last season, they do a lot of movement. Like, within the first couple episodes, Sterling,
we're not talking about Dreamland, mind you, because we haven't actually seen that yet. We're talking about the one preceding that.
It's
PI.
It's kind of difficult to focus because it shows him in the first couple episodes rolling down a hill and running and shooting things. It's like, this looks like garbage. And it does. Like, it's not meant for action. It's meant for standing. It's meant for, like, It's meant for, like, sketch comedy with a consistent group of characters, somewhat, and for a, and a certain setting. And so, I mean, the first couple settings at ISIS, you know, you've got just basically all of those sketches. And then, you know, they just pretty much just change setting. And I gotta say, the one where, I think it's season four or five, where they go to South America and they're drug lords and all that thing. I think that's my favorite season, honestly, because I... After a while, the whole, like, super spy in a really outdated building and all this stuff, it really got old. Not that the comedy did, mind you, but I don't know.
The premise itself, though.
Yeah. Yep.
You know, and I think that's something that I'm kind of experiencing with a lot of animes now. I'm seeking out something that kind of... I mean, I'm explicitly looking for something that's bucking the trends, which I'm not finding a lot. And when someone says that a show does, and I can draw parallels between it and shows that also didn't buck the trend because, you know, they have this in it, it drives me a little bit nutty. Because I guess it just makes me realize that I maybe watch too much anime, or other people don't watch enough to be able to be a good judge of it.
I was gonna say, like, where there's us, where we watch a fuck ton of anime, there are definitely people who watch way more anime than us.
Oh, yeah.
And there are people who watch a lot less anime than us. I feel like Broughton's probably one of those people where he really does like anime, but he, I feel like he watches all the mainstream ones, which is just fine. Like, I won't knock that at all. But, yeah, there's varying degrees of anime watchers, and we're right in the middle there, and we've got, we're an odd demographic.
I do want to point out, I'm definitely not being a snob about anime, because I also watch the mainstream animes. Fuck, my favorite one is One Piece, so...
You fucking...
Like, hands down, One Piece, fucking Trigun and Cowboy Bebop are on there, and if those aren't mainstream... I don't know what
it is. Those are classics, though. And, oh my god, Cowboy Bebop is a fucking classic.
No, I know.
Well, I know, but, like, I feel like if you want to get a better understanding... Sorry, I'm moving. If you want to get a better understanding of anime, and, like, you want a preliminary one to ease you into what anime culture is...
Cowboy Bebop is a good gateway.
It's a good starter, and I feel like then you should move on to... Oh, gosh.
Don't watch Trigun right away. Trigun has some tropes in anime that kind of weird people out, like...
Because they're really modified. Like, you're not going to get...
stuff.
You're not going to get as much of that. To be honest, you should watch a bunch of kid anime, as weirdly as that sounds. Just because, I don't know, I feel like that's going to ease you in a little bit more. Watch Japanese Pokemon and watch original Dragon Ball.
Yes, absolutely. Original Dragon Ball is great for getting that.
You don't even have to watch the whole thing.
Yeah.
You shouldn't watch the whole thing.
Well, no, I think you should watch the original Dragon Ball. That was a great show with a lot of flaws, but it was a great show. And it will actually give you that exposure to all those weird Japanese things, like the wide eyes or like the white... triangle type or topped eyes where it's like denoting anger or like the randomly
a lot of things about Japanese culture. I mean, the pose that denotes ghosts where your hands are like this, you know, audio podcast, or the whole like holding up your hand to cross the street that looks like a Nazi symbol, but that's how kindergartners signify that they're crossing the street.
And they raise their hand to make them taller so they can be more noticeable.
Things like holding your thumbs in front of, or concealing your thumbs in front of a graveyard, like, that's a superstition, and a lot of times people point it out to other characters. They'll be like, you're probably the kind of person that covers their thumbs in front of a graveyard. And, oh gosh, like, things like the way that streets are structured, or... Gosh, there's so much that you kind of need to have a little bit of knowledge. And I was blessed because I took Japanese for 4 years, so you get some of that. Because I feel like for you,
you don't
I have to explain some things.
You don't That's the thing. Like, you don't have to, but I like to know.
Well, because exactly, you get a little bit more of the context.
There are some animes that we've watched that were even recent anime that were, I think, other good gateway anime, like Iron-Blooded Orphans, Gundam Wing.
Oh, so good.
Or Gundam, Iron-Blooded Orphans. Gundam Wing!
Gundam Wing, Iron-Blooded Orphans.
That's a different monster entirely.
So mash those up really quick.
Keto!
Gosh, I'm looking through our completed anime. We haven't completed One Piece. Oh no, what's that watching?
You can't complete One Piece.
I kind of wonder, okay, I was thinking about this during this last episode, like 800X, you know?
I don't think it's an 800 yet. It's close.
I was going to say, it's at least in the 700s. I was going to say, they just probably were finishing 750. No, yeah, 750 mm-hmm. with Killing Doflamingo.
Yep. Spoilers.
Yeah, the fucking. Go to 33. no, but I feel like... Oh, fuck, I lost my... Quit interrupting me, Jonathan.
Quit being wrong.
Shut up. Hang on. Oh, with the last season of One Piece. Because it'll end eventually, and it's going to be fucking emotional. For the same reason that... Well, no, not at all that Naruto ended.
No, nope. I was so fucking sick of that anime by the time it ended. By the way, yes, I am one of those filthy people that watch Shippuden. But I got real fucking tired of that show.
He more watched it to be angry. Like, it was kind of cathartic, you know? Where you're like, well, time to get pissed off.
God, to fucking make a show... Just fucking make the show pertinent to the fucking story that they're trying to tell. Don't fucking... There's a reason we started calling it Fillerden.
Yeah. But we... I was talking about anime that we've completed, and I don't remember why.
Trigun.
Yeah, Trigun's so good. Yeah, Cowboy Bebop.
I've completed Iron-Blooded Orphans.
Oh, eat shit. JoJo, for sure. Madoka Magica later, because that one gets real rough. Like, it's more of one of those psychological, not along the lines of, but definitely one of, you know, similar vein.
Magical Girl with Dark Twist.
Yeah, but I think Mononoke, too, I mean... There's good anime, and there's... I mean, there it's good, but there's, like, happy anime, and there's definitely not happy anime, and yeah. Mononoke is 100% one of those. But
Elfin Lied.
It's... Oh, that one's so good. I never actually finished that.
Oh.
We should watch that. It's probably not on Netflix anymore.
I am going to be in the minority here, probably, but I don't think that anime was very good.
Really?
Yeah.
Why?
I thought it was bad. The story was incohesive.
Coherent? Cohesive?
No, incohesive.
Is that a word?
There were things in there that didn't need to be, and the story itself was kind of meandering at the worst of times.
Meandering at best?
No.
Or just, meandering at...
Like, whenever they started actually trying to tell you the interesting stuff about this universe that they build with the whole being psychic thing, they would just randomly get distracted by, oh, this guy likes his cousin. And it's like, I get that that's okay in Japan, and that's fine, but it's really distracting.
Were they when first you're trying... cousins or second cousins?
I don't remember. But they were cousins, is the point. But they're trying to tell this story, and it's like a horrific story of this person who, when she doesn't have her memory, is this meek, nice person. But then when she has her memory, she's this terrible fucking psychopath that will just destroy people, like literally ripping them in half without a second thought. In the most violent ways, but it's so
bad. I know. But speaking of psychopaths. I was going on about not bad anime, but those darker ones. I would say Madoka, Mononoke, and Psychopaths are all really good ones if you want to be sad. Not sad, but just kind of psychologically depressed, you know?
Psychopaths is kind of like Blade Runner.
Which I haven't
seen. Except there's no replicants at all. But other than that, like the feel and the type of technology is like Blade Runner.
It's yeah. And that gives you, without being too, like, Eastern, like, Japanese, you get a really, I mean, the culture that they've built is so odd, you know?
Well, and the premise behind it, too, is that your emotions are actually governed, and if you slip into these, quote, dangerous emotions, like super sadness or... super violent, not violent, but, you know, violence becomes sadness and such and such.
Mm-hmm.
Like, if you get angry and you slip below a certain level, you actually get arrested for it, because mm-hmm. that's dangerous, and once you hit a certain level, they say you can't go back.
And it's not even angry. It's just some of your brain activity that says, hey, you're getting unhealthy. And they have these, basically, like, jails. And they, you know, can cure you. But if you're not responding to it, you get locked up or killed. The really bad ones end up being part of this task force. And psychopaths is one of the ones, like One Piece or like Madoka or like... Gargantia on the Virtuous Planet, that you have a core group and everybody's got... Well, there's a word in Japanese, and I don't remember what it is, but it's the term for, like...
Nakama?
Friends that maybe... Friends that are striving for the same goal. And in One Piece, I feel like, yeah, they're actually friends, because at this point, they've been together for years.
Except for Sanji and Zoro.
That's true. But, like, psychopaths, you've got all of the... psychopaths and the main character, and so that's your core group, but then you do obviously have a main character. Madoka, you've got a core group, but Madoka is the main character. Overlord, which, holy shit, super pumped for
that's
the next
season.
That's
a really good show.
And that one, like, if you've played any MMO, particularly not American based ones, they're just so good.
I kind of want to get this off my chest. I think Sword Art Online is bad.
Not good. I like the first few episodes, but it does get kind of, like, masturbatory. Familiar Myth.
It's discount.hack.
It's, okay, yeah. But I think that there's a whole genre of, like... RPG anime that, I mean, people in my anime groups on Facebook, I'm in a lot of groups on Facebook, by the way, and I'm subscribed to a lot of subreddits. A lot of people give me shit about how I think that there's a genre of anime that people either knowing, the characters either knowingly or unknowingly are in an RPG, and Familia Myth, or Is It Wrong to Pick Up Girls in a Dungeon, is definitely in that vein, because you have levels and you have guilds and that kind of thing. Shut the fuck up, it was good. But Overlord is definitely one of those. What was that one? I mean, Sword Art is definitely one of them. Did I say Overlord already?
Yeah.
Okay.
Three times.
Sorry.
The thing about Overlord, and why I think I like it more than, say, Sword Art, is they start out with, like, yeah, this guy's in this world, and he's logging into the very last minute of the MMO that he loves shutting down, which is something I can get with, because, you know, the original Star Wars MMO shut down exactly like that, and EverQuest will eventually, and so will World of Warcraft, and so on and so forth, and people will be logged on by the millions... to just watch this world die, to say farewell to it. But what happens is he's logged in, and he's the last one in his guild logged in, and then the time passes...
And you think at first that he's the only one who is logged in, like, at all when the game ends. My theory is that he's not, and I think that whatever baddie at the end... I don't know. I think I'm going to breeze through the last few episodes of that before the second season, so I can remember some of it. But, sorry, go ahead.
That's okay. I was just going to continue saying that, like, he's logged in until the last minute, and then he realizes, hey, isn't the time past where I should have been logged out? Mm-hmm. So he's like, okay, well, maybe they're just leaving it running because I'm here. So he tries to log out, and he can't.
Yeah, it says something about, like, you can't connect to the server. And then he kind of notices that he's like, this is odd. And then he goes into, I think, the throne room or some shit, and realizes that all of his
NPCs
that he programmed are acting differently.
Well, no, they're acting exactly like he set their behaviors to, but they're acting like that's their personality instead.
Well, that's their purpose, and they've got their own little personalities despite that. And the NPCs talk about the other players and the other... core, like, guild members,
because
as
they
the
remember
creators,
them.
Which I think is kind of sad. And there's something that I'm thinking of that I don't remember that reminds me of, and it's just it's an amazing premise. But that's one of the ones that I will argue to the ends of the earth that's a genre. But that's one of them that's in that same vein, and it's one of the better ones, because even Familia Myth, that one kind of dropped the ball toward the end. The first couple episodes, you get so much good world building and premise, and then it kind of... It doesn't go downhill because it's still good, but it goes from, like, a 7 to, like, a 5.
Oh, because I'm not done alienating our audience enough yet, I also want to say that I also think Dot Hack was schlock, so...
I didn't really watch much of it. I tried to get into the manga, because I do, like... I interchangeably will read manga and watch anime. Not as much with the manga anymore, because they're fucking expensive. 10 to 13 bucks a book. Mm-hmm. Sometimes as much as 20. It's like, I'm going to fucking wait till an omnibus comes out and pay for that.
Yep.
Excuse me. Except for Sailor Moon, because that's awful. They sell... I don't think there's a full-on omnibus for that. I think there's just a box set of 6 books, and it's still, like, $54.99. I'm like, fuck that. I'm going to buy it used from somewhere. I did just pick up the couple of the Trigun books,
mm-hmm.
and the show is pretty faithful, but there's something about anime that doesn't quite capture what the manga is, and I was just thinking that about Cardcaptor Sakura. Actually, I had River over the other day, and we were watching that because I wanted to get shut the fuck up. It's so much part of my childhood. I also am really into Magical Girl. Magical Girl RPG anime. Never mind. It exists. It's Magical Girl Rising Project. To a lesser extent, it exists, because the whole point is that you're playing... I don't think it's an idle clicker. I don't remember, but it's just a... It's a mobile game where you have a character that you play as,
Gasp.
But if you get to be a certain level, or if you show a certain passion for the game, you get turned into a magical girl by this company. But the conflict is that... Well, you turn into the magical girl that you play. So when you have this character you've designed, I think the main character is Snow White. I think that's her name, but she's adorable. But she's one of those very, very useless, like, bumbling main character, where you kind of, you know that they're going to lose and lose and lose, but then they're going to start getting better. And you know what's going to happen if you've watched enough anime.
Mm-hmm.
But she... A lot of people, well, the company decides, like, hey, we have too many magical girls, and our magic... That's the thing. I don't know if it's actually magic or if it's just whatever, God-given, you know, technology. But the company starts to pare them down. They're like, hey, by the end of the week, if you don't have these many points for saving people, you're going to drop out. And then they start to pit them... Like, because of that, they start to pit them against each other to kill them. It's not exactly Madoka, because it's not really fucked up, but it is, like, it's kind of sad, in a way.
Mm-hmm.
But...
I want to talk briefly, because we're gonna run out of time here pretty soon, so I want you to come up...
Come on, let's make this an hour.
...with your... Okay, fine, we will. But I want you to come up with your least favorite trope in anime... I've already got mine, so I'll give you some time to think.
Go to a break. I'm going to think about that.
All right, guys. Well, we'll be back on the next part.
Okay. That kind of thing. What's up, guys? Welcome back after our brief break where we got chicken nuggets and bread, although we went to Panera earlier, and I probably shouldn't eat any more bread. Anyway, before the break, we talked about our favorite or our least favorite tropes. The problem is that all the ones I briefly perused TV Tropes, which is a fucking wonderful website, by the way. I looked at their list for anime tropes, and there are none that I hate, honestly. There are some that, like, are my less favorite. Like, that's the thing, though. None of them are on the lower end, really. They're the reason I watch anime, because I love Japanese culture.
All right, well...
Sorry.
In that case, I'm going to talk about some of my runner-ups and give you, hopefully, some more time.
Mm-hmm.
So a runner-up for this, and this is an anime that you're going to see a lot in the types of anime that I like, which is kind of why I get sick of it.
Mm-hmm.
For My Friends.
Oh my god. Okay, that's fair. No, it's not fair. I know.
Now, this trope is one where people are like, hey, I'm losing bad, but because my friends believe in me, or because my friends say something, or because I have a flashback with one of my friends in it. That literally happens.
Oh, I thought
some.
You said something bag. Never mind. It was like a flashback. Like, I don't know what that is, but I'm just going to open it up and this character pops out. Okay.
Woo!
Flashback. Yep, you're right.
Or a random person shows up who wouldn't otherwise be there because it's convenient to the plot.
And that kind of thing is kind of supplemented by that whole... It talked about it on the TV Tropes list. The whole, like...
action lines, that kind of thing. Mm-hmm. Apparently in anime, people don't like that. I think that makes it more true to the manga, or just better, you know, because it's to bring interest to those bullshit stationary shots where they're not even moving, they're just thinking. And the example was Tristan in Yu-Gi-Oh! Tristan. That's just what I'm gonna call him. I don't fucking remember his Japanese name. I feel like it's a better way to do action, especially when they move. Like, it's what the manga intended, and then some, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, so the whole My Friends.
For My Friends is one of my least favorite.
Mm-hmm.
There's another one.
Okay.
And it really drives me insane, and this is actually going to be the one that made my list.
Mm-hmm.
Plot Armor. This is an exclusive to anime, but dear fucking god, is it super prevalent.
Everywhere?
In anime.
What do you mean?
Plot armor?
Mm-hmm.
Can't lose because you're the main character.
Fucking...
Or rather, can't die because you're the main character. I was going to
say, Deku repeatedly, not loses, but he gets injured.
Mm-hmm.
I mean... One Punch Man, absolutely not, but Genos, absolutely.
Well, I would argue that Genos is more the main... Like, he's the point of view character.
Mm-hmm. I don't think so.
I think so.
You're full of shit.
No, I mean, I can argue if you want. Like, we see Saitama in his emotionless state, and we get that, hey, he's disconnected from humanity. And really, the only person who brings him back to being connected with humanity is Genos.
That's fair. That's actually fair. Okay, fine.
So,
I'll give you that.
And Genos is the one who keeps getting his shit handed to him, only to have Saitama show up and just completely win. Because that's what he does with one punch.
That's fair. Hmm.
Okay. Guilty of this are even some of my favorites, including One Piece, but I will explain why One Piece is better about it here in a moment.
Mm-hmm.
Fucking Dragon Ball, all of them.
That's the thing, hon. I think you think Dragon Ball is good.
No, I don't.
That's your...
I don't, though. I know it's bad. The original Dragon Ball, I will argue that it is pretty good, but that's because it was in a time when it was actually revolutionary.
And it's one of those 90s anime, and there are so few of those. Okay, feel free to
I'm not talking about Dragon Ball Z.
Vamp at me in the comments, but most, like, late 80s, all of the 90s and early 2000s anime is fucking stellar. Because it's all hand-drawn. It's mostly hand-drawn. No, fuck off! A lot of it's hand-drawn.
No, I'm not talking about the hand-drawn. I was talking about the stellar remark.
Mm-hmm.
I liked Gundam Wing, but that is not a good anime.
Yeah. No, yes it is.
No, it's not.
If you want to get into Gundam, that's the first one you should watch so the rest of them look good.
Yeah. That's definitely true.
Yeah. Let's see. What else? I mean, Sailor Moon, but nobody likes Magical Girl anime except for me in this room. Still, though, that's half of us, so... So I've got a majority.
Got better approval ratings than our president. Blah, 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 blah. Because
that's... I've got the majority. Mm-hmm. Anyway.
I gotcha.
That's one of my favorite ways to tell jokes. My coworkers fucking hate it. But what's one of my favorite
get
ways?
Get it?
Get it? Because you know, I'm a... That's the main joke.
Well, you know, the funny part about selling that a joke that way is it's being condescending to them. Like, they didn't get it because they're too stupid at the same time.
Mm-hmm. Even though most of my coworkers are hella smarter than me. But, hush.
So, I will explain why One Piece doing it is a little better.
Mm-hmm.
So, I will use Doflamingo as an example.
Mm-hmm.
Luffy and Doflamingo go at it. Luffy absolutely
gross. Gets... Not that kind of anime, John.
Luffy absolutely gets his shit wrecked.
Come on, you're not gonna...
Yeah, I know. But he absolutely gets the piss knocked out of him.
John, I just told you what kind of... That's not that kind of anime.
He absolutely refuses to go down. I got nothing. Okay, here's the thing. He was losing. He was clearly losing. He was outmatched. He was overpowered. And he lost, briefly. To the point where he actually had to be like, hey, if you keep me alive for 10 minutes, I can go again. I can be okay again.
Plot armor. And then plot armor recovery.
Yeah. It's
ooh,
a...
Recovery Girl is the plot armor, too.
Mm-hmm. Well, kinda. Mm-hmm. There's still ramifications to that. Now, he didn't get better. He didn't fully recover. But what happened was, other people had to step in and try to fight Doflamingo, and they just kept getting destroyed the whole time while Luffy was recovering.
So it's plot armor by lieu of underlings?
Yeah, exactly.
Or in lieu. No. By...
It was underlings. It was absolutely, like, Luffy's people that started believing in him that were just like, hey, I'm gonna start... Are you reaching for my fucking pretzel bread, bitch?
I want your bread. Give me your bread.
No, you can have
that one.
This is the smaller one.
Go ahead.
Alright. So, they start stacking up on Doflamingo and getting knocked down like, you know, they do. But it buys Luffy enough time that he can recover, and it keeps Doflamingo from recovering that whole time. Mm-hmm. And that was something I thought was very clever. Like, it showed that he never got a chance to rest, and that's probably why Luffy won in the end. Is because Luffy did get a chance to rest, he got a chance to recover a bit, and yeah, it was like a 15-minute break, but that's a lot.
Yeah. Especially from the main character. Like, plot armor's amazing. Where do I get me some?
Right? Can I be the main character of my own show? Because I don't think I am.
I'll never have to sleep again. I feel like if we were going to be anything, we'd probably be a sitcom. And a bad one at that. It would be, like, that kind of sketch comedy where we're really funny in chunks, and then the rest of the time we're these side characters who are just bad.
So better than Big Bang Theory.
And getting high. But also bad.
Talk about alienating our audience some. I also think that show's garbage.
Oh my god, no Big Bang? I would hope none of our listeners... I almost said viewers. I would hope none of our listeners like it. Please, for the love of god, just stop watching it. It's all fucking poking at nerd culture. It's the kind of fucking people who watch... No. Because even people who watch Doctor Who are good people. And that's the thing. They genuinely like something. And one of the things I try to live by is let people like things. Because they do. I will let people like things unless you like Big Bang Theory. Because it's just bad. There was the fucking... that was that one scene that they put canned laughter in, even though it's filmed in front of a live studio. Fuck off. First of all. Sorry. second of all, it's all of this hot air. It's got to come out somehow. it's all this salt, man. But they just started listing off. It's like something about, we the hobbits have to be taken to using the TARDIS to whatever.
They started systematically saying things that nerds would get the reference to. Reference is not humor.
Plus the fact that it's only on the surface. You don't actually get any of the go ahead.
There's a difference between referential humor and referencing. Referential humor usually uses a reference as a joke.
Also, referential humor has humor.
I mean, there is that, too.
The operative term.
Referencing them is literally just, hey, I'm saying this thing. People are going to laugh because, like, I know that thing.
And you don't do comedy that way. It's, that's the thing. Unless it's, like, a comedy show, like a comedy show.
There's a difference between saying,
like, calling back. That's exactly it. Callbacks to the beginning of an episode, or to when a comedian is performing, or to, I don't know, sometimes just talking to people. There's a difference between a callback and just...
See if you can spot the difference in the punchline without a joke set up. Okay? Mm-hmm. Well, Bob, it's because I came in like a wrecking ball. Mm-hmm. Or, well, Bob, it's like that Miley Cyrus song. Mm-hmm. Those are both Big Bang Theory jokes.
Wait, really?
No. Not literally.
Oh,
but
I see
it's the same fucking caliber.
Yeah. It bugs the shit out of me. Just please stop watching that show. Please, Mom, stop watching that show. She doesn't listen to this.
what your mom watches?
My mom watches Big Bang, and River watches it because, well, it's kind of targeted at River. Because, I mean, River's in an age group where... And she's really smart. She's just quick as a whip, but... She's so young, she hasn't been exposed to good things.
Well, and she's growing up in this weird time, too, where it's finally cool to be a nerd. And I know I'm kind of bitter about this, but it's weird to see people be like, oh yeah, look at all these nerd tropes, but, you know...
When really, you had to claw your way through it not being cool.
Well, I'm not even worried about that. It's just that people are like, ah, look at these things that are still derogatory statements about nerds that we're going to say, but it's okay now because, you know,
because being I'm a nerd. I'm super nerdy. But I'm just salty about that. No, fuck. You know what? Let people like things is the thing. Like, if... That's the thing. It's great that these things are getting publicity. It's great that people are playing D&D because that means that wizards can... I mean, a lot of their can stuff make more is money. Free, but yeah, they can put more money into better and better things.
I like people embracing my culture. I really, truly do. What I don't like is them getting a free pass into the culture just because they understand a reference to something rather than actually appreciating that part of the culture. It's not a cultural appropriation, even. It's the lack of that. It's you taking a look at nerd culture and being like, oh, this is a thing that I used to hate, but because it's cool and popular now, I'm actually going to use that as a means to make myself more popular, because now I won't be judged for it. That's why I hate pop fun figures.
Funko. Oh, I hate Funko figures. As an anime figure collector, they look bad. They're nothing special, and they just fucking churn them out as franchises get licensed.
And I don't hate the people who use them or like them or
that's fine. Think they're get cute. Them if you like
that's
them.
Fine.
This is why I don't like them though.
I don't like them because it is absolutely taking that type of mentality and capitalizing on it. Hey, but this is just enough nerd for you to realize that, hey, it's a reference to a thing that I may or may not know. Or is at least, you know... What?
Nothing.
What? What's going on? Oh, I see.
Don't...
It's enough of a reference to a thing that is popular in nerd culture now when you're allowed to be popular in nerd culture. Oh my god.
That's the thing, is I hate using the word nerd culture because...
It is a culture, though.
That's the thing. Like, I wouldn't call sports fans sports culture. I think it's just...
The reason
nerd
I'm...
fans.
Well, that's because...
And there's so many sects, not sex, of them that... I don't think there's one thing that you can define nerd culture as. You could, that's
no,
the
you
thing.
Can't, but
you can call things like...
Not any one Japanese person is the same thing, but, you know, you
that's
can still
what I
say
mean,
Japanese
though.
Culture.
No, that's the thing. A culture is a whole group of people who actually, I won't want to say buy in, who actually have a common understanding.
Well,
and nerds, there are so many different things. There's the super Whoolock kind of people who like Supernatural, Doctor Who, and Sherlock. And they're honestly
all
people
of which are
them,
good shows. Mind
I'll say
you.
People, I they get a bad rap, but they actually, I mean, they like something good, and they know a lot about them.
They just obsess about it because that's the only thing that is, you know, in their personality is these shows that they watch because they're afraid to actually express themselves rather than the things that they like. So again, they latch onto these popular things and say, hey, look at how nerdy I am. Look at this popular show.
It's in its infancy so much that I still wouldn't call it a culture. Because it's something that, yeah, it's popular, it's probably going to die out. And in 50 years, I'm going to have to explain to my grandkids what Super Whoolock even is. Because they're going to read it in an old Reddit post or some shit. I'm interested to see, by the way, how social media survives. Like, that stuff's eventually just going to be deleted into the ether. Like...
Now, I'm probably pretty old, but I understand what it is, but I've never heard the term Super Whoolock until this couple of moments ago.
Really?
Yeah.
Really?
Really.
Wow. But I feel like I say, there's so many facets that you can't have just one. John, you're one of those people who not even bounces back and forth. You're just a member of so many because you know a lot. I was just telling him while we were watching Dragon Ball, he knows so fucking much about the lore of so many shows. Pretty much anything that, not even that was popular, but anything that's good anime and games and just lore. Like the
you can like and learn and love things without becoming obsessed with them and have those not be your personality.
Though. Well, and I think you and people who really absorb that kind of thing and know so much, like the Wizards, Warcraft, I was thinking Wizards of the Coast for some reason, but yeah, the
Blizzard.
Warcraft, that's why I thought it, yep. The Warcraft lore, like, you watch trailers, like, you've had me watch them, and you're, like, saying, oh, and that guy, oh, and this is what happened, oh, and this is that whole story, because I played through it, you know?
Yeah.
But you remember that. See, I have shit memory, but certain things, especially things that were part of my childhood, I do remember really well. Okay, it's Sailor Moon, but still.
Well, and that's the thing that truly mattered to you. Now, keep in mind, I think the reason why I'm like that is I didn't get to have a lot of social interaction where I was. Like, we had friends. Now, I know this is going
to
sound...
So John had no friends,
prototypical
is what we're
nerd.
Trying to say.
Well, no, I had friends, but they were at school. I didn't get a lot of interaction with them outside of school is the thing.
I think if you were in town, you probably would have, but part of that was your isolation.
Thank
up in
God
Chicago,
I like. Didn't, because I had to learn how to be fucking socially acceptable... outside of being a nerd. Like, that's the thing. Like, I had to learn to be a person on top of also liking the things that I liked. I don't
and
think...
it kind of worked.
Well, and, yeah, I am kind of rough around the ages. Ages?
Edges.
Edges. Some might even say abrasive.
You're also rough around the ages, John. You're almost 30.
Yeah, I know it. I know.
You're almost 30. That's so weird.
don't remind me. But, yeah... I just see these people that are like, oh, I want to talk about this thing, and you can be passionate, and that's fine. I know I keep really hammering this point home, but I think some of the people that I'm talking to are actually people who listen to the show, and I want to express that I love the things that you love, I truly do, but make sure that's not the most interesting thing about you, because you are a person
before you are a nerd.
Exactly. Like, that's why I say it's a culture, because it is something that you embrace over time. That is something that you learn, you invest in, you become invested
in. And that you love. And yeah. you are, to an extent, you are much more than you love. And it does, this is the thing, is it does shape your personality, but because you take things away from the media and the content that you watch, it does change you as a person. Because I feel like you definitely learn things from what you take in. I watched a lot of trash anime as a kid, therefore I'm a trash person. But no, you learn lessons. That's why it's so important. Like, even though your college English or your high school English teacher hammered it home that books and movies and plays have a theme, it's because you learn from that theme, and it's important to know that. So don't just do your homework, first of all, but don't just ignore that, because you're shaped by what you watch. If you watch sports, honestly, I think you're really good at socializing with a lot of people, because you go to games.
Well, it's a common threat.
And you're getting so many different kinds of people, because sports is one of the weird demographics that people really, like, poor people and really rich people will still all love it, you know? So you get to interact with, you get to bump shoulders?
Rub elbows.
Rub shoulders.
Rub elbows.
Rub knees?
Rub elbows.
lick hair? Whisper into ass? you do get, that's, I will say, because I am not a sports person, sports ball. I do feel like that's one of the more positive ones. Anime, probably, maybe, because that's the thing, you're going to get a lot of Japanophiles. I feel like with D&D, you're getting a specific group of people, but yeah, you're learning. I can't think of any others off the top of my head, hun. What do you think?
Well, you have the card-playing groups.
Like Magic and, you know, Blackjack and...
yeah, well, you do get that, though.
Nerds and gambling addicts.
You get the film nerds.
Yeah.
You get the anime nerds, you get the animation nerds, which they are different.
Yes. Western animation.
Book nerds.
Mm-hmm. And you do. You're learning different things
Sports
from different
nerds.
People. And you, if you're a fan of a bunch of things, or at least
tech
diverse,
nerds.
Not related things, I won't say, like, disparate, but just a lot of different things, you're getting shaped as a person.
You know, if you want to become a more well-rounded person and you do have this problem, and I'm asking you to take a, I mean, yes, that is a thing that you should do, but take a look at yourself and realize if you have a problem with socializing with people outside of your nerdiness or your little clique.
Or your comfort
zone. Here is
zone.
My suggestion to you. Become passionate in things. Don't just love a show. Love the inspiration for that show. Find out what that inspiration is. Look into it. Learn that.
I feel like...
Find out more about that. And that itself will expand, like, oh, well, that was inspired by this thing, and that was inspired by these two things.
And honestly, go, like, ask your coworkers or your classmates why they're into things. Because chances are they're going to advertise it, particularly if they're into Doctor Who or anime. But that's fine. Like, I definitely have...
I strike up conversations with people on the bus because I like Pokemon, and I have these really cute little bean-shaped Pokemon things. They're adorable. They're keychains. And just strike up conversations with people. Most of them are nice. Some of them are greasy.
So I guess
but the best things like, sorry, but like ask your coworkers, ask your, honestly, weirdly enough, ask your parents or your siblings. Because David, even though he's David, he's gotten me into all kinds of music, and he's taught me a lot about concepts I don't understand because he's a very technical person. I mean, like, date somebody who has so much knowledge about things, it's almost an idiosyncrasy, like, knowledge gathering. Gosh, I'm trying to think. Like, yeah, ask your parents, too, because you'll learn about things that have, like, just historical things, because chances are they're between 30 and 70.
I guess what I'm saying, guys, is be curious and don't feel afraid, especially this day and age, don't feel afraid to follow up on that. And because there's no reason not to.
You know? Like, just ask questions.
Yeah, if you don't know something, it's okay. Some people are going to give you shit for, like, you don't know this. But if they're truly a good person, they'll be like, oh my god, you haven't seen this? I have to show you this right now.
Or with John, it's like, you don't know this? Let me show you!
Yeah.
He'll make fun of you, but...
Then I also want you to experience the thing that I love.
Exactly. One of my favorites is, shut up, sit down. But okay, if you want to learn how to be that curious person, listen to our other podcast. Listen to Shark Bites, where I unabashedly, there we go.
There you go.
Just ask questions that make me sound like an absolute fucking idiot. Maybe not, like, absolutely, but give our second podcast a listen, because I feel like if you want to just glean random-ass knowledge, or if you want to hear... Because we still talk about gaming and about just culture. And I will say it's pop culture, but like, it's nerdy more, things.
There's also a lot of actual fact in there, and history, and like, because, concepts of how things work.
And because you guys have so much knowledge of that, you leave knowing a little more. And, excuse me, and... getting that diverse bunch of questions really does help. Hey, by the way, guys, if you have any questions or anything that you want answered on here or on Shark Bites, granted the gaming and science ones will be answered here, mostly, ask a random-ass question on Shark Bites. I would love to hear about things you want to know, because I will personally ask them so that you don't feel like an idiot.
And if we don't know, we will look it up. That's actually what we do.
That's what breaks are for.
Tristan and I discovered that we have a remarkable gap in our knowledge, and it's all geology.
We could ask Kat.
Does she know geology?
I think so. I think that for her, I have a friend who is majoring in fine arts, but her focus is in pottery and ceramics. And I feel, I think it was geology.
Oh.
Because she wanted to have kind of a working knowledge of, maybe I'm full of it. Because geology, like, study rocks, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. She wanted to know about things that you can incorporate. So things like what kinds of clay you can harvest from various places, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And what goes into these varying things, that like pots that you're throwing and bullshit like that. I think that was a really valuable, honestly, and a really smart double major, as opposed to business management and entrepreneurship. It teaches you how to be an entrepreneur and manage yourself. Anyway, go ahead.
As of the time that you guys are hearing this, we're actually going to be recording a new Shark Bites episode, and this week there will be two episodes coming out at once. One will be the one where we talked about gun control right before fucking shootings happened.
Yeah, that was fun. We should also talk about... Were we going to talk about suicide?
Well, and that's what I wanted to get into.
On that one.
No.
Yes, please. Because I don't want the knowledge and the happy one to be tainted by suicide, honestly.
What? We're not talking about that on Shark Bites.
Oh, really?
No.
Where are we talking about that?
On the main show. That's what I'm trying to get to.
Prepare for next week to be sad, you
so
guys.
So I'm going to warn you, and you're going to get a total of 4 warnings. One of them is right now at the tail end of this show. Next week is going to be a rough show. We are going to be talking about Chester Bennington and his suicide, and we're going to be talking about our own experiences with suicide.
And, you know, we could talk about other celebrities. Robin Williams.
Yes, that is definitely going to come up.
Yeah. Oh, man, I'm already getting sad, dude.
So, again, next week is going to be a rough episode. I'm actually looking forward to it in some weird way, because
hope you like hearing the sound of sniffling.
it'll be great. But again, this is your first warning. You'll get a warning in the show notes for next week. You'll get a warning in the beginning of the episode for next week in the foreword, and you'll get an episode warning right as we start.
To not be honest, you may get four extra warnings because we're probably going to talk about it on the next podcast, the gun control one, and on Shark Bites itself, the next Shark Bites that we record, and probably, yeah, in the show notes and right at the beginning of the podcast. And if that's uncomfortable for you, feel free to not tune in. This is actually one that usually I'm like, tune in. If you've had somebody that you've lost recently, if you're just sad, please don't listen to it, because I don't want to make you sad, because this is rough shit.
Alternately, if you are sad and you feel like you need some catharsis, maybe listen to other people and their experiences and how they did or didn't cope with things.
That's another thing. Ask your family, because chances are it was somebody close. Ask your friends and see. I mean, just, that's another thing where communication is key. So much of this shit is communication, so really talk to people, because that's actually partially, I mean, even if it's through humor, where, I mean, I definitely got through my aunt's death through laughing about it, where she killed herself right before, sorry to talk about it, but she killed herself right before Christmas, and my dad's favorite joke was, God damn it, now Christmas is ruined, and it's so, but anyway, lot of it's going to be laughing, a lot of it's going to be crying, and please don't tune in if you're not comfortable with that.
And keep in mind that next week there's probably going to be a lot of uncomfortable humor because of that very thing, because honestly, humor is our fucking chainmail. It's the only thing we got as a defense against the elements that are the world and everything that's fucking going on.
Chainmail's not very good.
I know. That's the point.
Oh. Well, I think we're going to call it a cast, guys, because now I'm sad. But in the meantime, leave us a like or a whatever, a note. Give me questions for Shark Bites, for the love of God. I will start trying to get that more regular, even if it's just me and John, or just me, John, and Tristan, or just me and whoever. We're going to start getting better about that. Please leave me questions.
And if you have any experiences that you want to talk about, any hardships in your life that you want to express, feel free to let us know on the next episode, and we will also talk about that on the following episode.
And if you're comfortable with us sharing a story for you, I probably won't mention names.
Yeah, don't share if you're not comfortable with sharing your story, but also we won't read your name regardless.
Yeah, I think I'm not going to read any names, but chances are, yeah, I would love to, honestly, it's messed up, but I would love to hear your stories, because it's a tough thing to deal with, and hearing others' experiences a lot of times helps, because there's no good way, there's no supposed to when it comes to that kind of experience, but you might learn ways to cope with that. Not that you're supposed to process it in any way, but
one of the best ways I've ever dealt with tragedy like that is realizing and finding out through other people's experiences that I'm not alone. There are other people that have dealt with it, and things do eventually get better.
Mine's drinking. But anyway, so I think, yeah, we actually have to call it a cast, because we're actually getting into the down and dirty of that kind of thing. So, like, say, podcast, Facebook, share it, like and comment and all that bullshit. Comment on us wherever
you get your podcast. If you think we're wrong about anything, feel free to tell us.
Please, tell me. Yeah, because chances are I'm very wrong. But this has been an anime cast by Dapper Shark Studios, and we are looking forward to seeing you guys in the sad episode.
Bye-bye.